Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe, and welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, your host, and, you know, I got some questions to ask you today. Are you living from your inner authority or someone else's expectations? That's something to really take a deep dive into, because how often do we live from somebody else's expectations? So I'm hoping today, as we learn how to retrieve our soul sovereignty, and what we're going to talk about today is soul sovereignty and self-empowerment on our show. And I'm hoping that you will leave here with a new set of eyes and a new perspective as to how you show up in your world. So let's just talk about soul sovereignty, returning to your inner authority. So what do we mean by, what does it mean to be led by your inner truth rather than your external influences? That's, you know, that's something to, you know, not many of us have had that experience. Or maybe it's been way too long since we actually have had that. We're so disconnected from that possibility. But soul sovereignty is living in alignment with your divine essence, inner wisdom, and authentic expression. And that's a lot to bite off and chew. So just feel this again as I read it to you. Soul sovereignty is living in alignment with your divine essence, inner wisdom, and authentic expression. I know, I just felt that land inside my body. Did you feel that land inside of yours? It actually feels really delicious. It's the shift from reaction to inner-directed choice, okay? It's from, it's being aware enough to know, okay, when you're in react mode and when you're choosing something different as if to respond, okay? This is where we come and step into our power. Sovereignty isn't rebellion or isolation. It's actually self-responsibility, self-trust, and self-honoring. How often have we stepped away from that to allow ourselves to fit into wherever we are or exist or play or work? It's about fitting in. You know, when we do that, it's like we're trying to fit into other people's expectations instead of being your true, authentic self. And, you know, when we are sovereign, we stop outsourcing our power to what society expects of us, what our family may have already conditioned us to believe about ourselves, the cultural narratives that are kind of going around in our society. Well, it's like the oldest person in the family is the one that needs to take care of everybody. Who made that rule up? Seriously. That's just an example of a cultural narrative. And others are fear-based beliefs, like, you know, if I speak up, I'm going to get punished, persecuted, or maybe even killed. It's not safe for me to speak up. So when we return to sovereignty, it's a part of the collective awakening. So it's about us stepping into our power and remembering who we are. And maybe who we used to be, but we kind of sidestepped that and went sideways to create something else in order to fit into our world. Okay. So Let's talk about how people give their power away, and often without realizing it. I want you to think about this. Where in your life have you allowed others to influence your choices, identity, or even truth? I know as I reflect on that question, I could feel where those certain things have happened within my personal life. So, have you been caught saying yes to something when your body says no? Or maybe you are looking for validation, approval, and permission? And to be accepted, loved, and valued and appreciated? Or are you allowing fear, guilt, shame to dictate your decisions? What I know about making decisions based on fear, guilt, and shame, it only grows the shame, fear, and guilt even more so. Because you're creating on that frequency and vibration. So I just invite you to make decisions based on love, abundance, and beauty. Different frequency, different vibration. Okay? By all means, if you're feeling you're allowing fear, guilt, or shame to run your show, it's going to continue to run your show because you're manifesting on that energy instead of manifesting on something higher of a higher vibration like love, peace, and serenity. Do you find that you become really quiet to avoid conflict or being judged? It's almost like you disappear. Become invisible, okay, as a way of a protective device to prevent you from being judged, criticized, or to avoid conflict. That's another thing to remember. Or maybe, you're giving away your power by overgiving. It's like you go above and beyond. And you overgive so you could feel worthy and feel good about yourself. What that only does is this: it drains you. And over time, you start building resentment. And when you build resentment, that just isn't a good thing because you're overgiving, and you're probably overgiving with an agenda. And the agenda is to be liked. And I have news for you. It's like when there's a hole in the bucket and we don't mend the bucket, it doesn't matter what we continue to put in that bucket because it's going to leak out. And over time, if when we don't make that repair to that bucket and plug up those holes, you're going to feel like your overgiving is becoming a burden and a resentment, and you're going to get fatigued and tired, and that's not a good thing as well. So another thing to think about too is another way we possibly give our power away is like ignoring our intuition. Now, how often have we all done that? We have this inkling suspicion that we should do that, but yet we pop into the moment, into our logical brain, and get right out of the flow of that. And we decide not to do that, or the authority figures around us, we give our power away to that, even though our intuition may be screaming at us, don't do a certain thing. So I invite you to start listening to that intuition. And even if it's counter to what is being shared externally with you, this is your truth and nobody else's. And this is what's going to be your truth for you, not your neighbor, not your family, not your spouse, not your kids, not society, not your job, but for you. And when you sometimes don't honor that, you will live to regret that later. Okay. It kind of comes circles back to, we all went through, lived through the pandemic of 2019, and I'm grateful to be on the other side of that. But yet what has happened was that for me, there was a lot of intuitive hits that came out during that, where it was totally a 180 degree polar opposite of what we were told. And I listened to that and I stood my ground with it, and I'm glad I did because of the things that we have found out since then. And like I was saying, this was my truth, nobody else's, but for me, doing certain things during the pandemic were not in alignment with who I was energetically or where I was going. Okay. So another thing is that, how another way people give away their power without often not realizing they're doing it is living by their shoulds instead of what feels aligned. Okay. So what happens sometimes, is that this is where we leak our power. When we leak our power, it's like we have drains coming from our energy center, like I mentioned, the hole in the bucket that never seems to get repaired, but it keeps draining our energy. Same thing with when you don't trust that wisdom that you have with us and you bypass your inner wisdom to something outside of yourself. It's like you give your power away to that, which is not your higher source. It's some other baloney or some other point in collective consciousness that's not your truth. So I invite you to, look in your life where you're leaking your energy, where you're giving your power away. Same thing, okay? So, how do we learn how to trust our intuition and use that as our inner compass? What would change in your life if you treated your intuition as sacred instruction instead of a suggestion? Just sit with that for a moment. What would change in your life if you treated your intuition as sacred instruction instead of a suggestion? That's very powerful too, because it is sacred instruction. It's our divine wisdom. Your intuition is the language of your soul. It's very quiet, gentle, and direct. Rarely does it go blaring, ta-da, I'm here. It's like you have to be quiet enough to hear the quiet, the gentleness, and the directness. Sovereignty requires that you listen inward first, outward second. So trust what's coming inside of you. And if you need to, listen to what's happening outside of you. If they're not in alignment, the inner always bypasses the outer. Okay? And how does your intuition speak? It speaks maybe through body sensations, just that inner knowing. And I think we've all had that glimpse that you know without a shadow of a doubt. But also emotional clarity and synchronicities. And when you honor intuition, magic happens. Your anxiety reduces. Decision making becomes effortless, and you align with divine timing. Not your timing or society's timing, but divine timing. So, we're getting ready for our first break on the Dr. Dolores Show. And if you're interested and really enjoying this segment, we would love for you to continue to explore the connection between the seen and the unseen, the physical and the energetic, and how you could consciously create your life from a place of empowerment and in alignment. And if you're loving this conversation, make sure to like, subscribe, and follow the show, and share this episode with someone who is really ready to reclaim their power. Leave a review. It truly helps expand our community and ripple this work outward. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we're going to take a deeper dive into soul sovereignty and self-empowerment. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we've been talking about soul sovereignty and self-empowerment today on our show. And before break, we talked about how our energy leaks really kind of drains us. And not only that, it's learning how to trust your intuitive abilities, even though everything is going sideways around you. So let's talk now a little bit about setting energetic boundaries and emotional boundaries. And, you know, where have you been overextending? And how is it costing you your peace? I could think of some of those places too. We're all works in progress, trust me. And sometimes it's good to be reminded, because sometimes we go on autopilot and we forget. So the thing to remember is boundaries are not walls. They are setting clarity about what honors your soul. Okay. Remember, boundaries are not walls. They are clarity about what honors your soul. Just feel into that. Sovereign boundaries communicate with your truth without apology. Okay. It's like you have set a boundary and there's no guilt, shame, or blame or criticizing around that. It's just, it's your truth, and you know without a doubt in your mind that it's your absolute truth. Now, there are all different types of boundaries. Some are emotional, some are time and energy, some are spiritual, and some are relational. So emotional boundaries may be, you know, setting a boundary around somebody who has a tendency to, you know, energetically suck the life out of you. This is about setting a boundary around you. And sometimes it could be best done by doing a guided meditation and putting yourself in a beautiful pink bubble so that nothing could come into your space that is not yours. It's like putting a firm boundary on the outside of your energy field. Time and energy boundaries are when people have a tendency to ask you to do things and you have a lot on your plate and you really don't want to be taking on anything else. And sometimes what you have to say is that, oh, thanks for asking me to, for help, but right now is not a good time. I have a lot going on and I'm too busy to do that. So it's, you know, not saying no, but it's not, it's also saying not at this time. Okay. And then, you know, as we segue into the holidays, which is creeping right up on us, you're going to see a lot of boundary issues kind of come up, especially in dynamics around families and giving and receiving, but also, you know, obligation versus, you know, something that you want to do. Spiritual boundaries are really about creating your sovereignty within you and allowing yourself your energy to ripple out into collective consciousness in letting your essence go out, and also allowing nothing of a lower frequency or vibration to come into your space. And relational is like, you know, I'm going to say family members, friends, work. It's about setting boundaries. How often I'm in the nursing profession, the medical field, and people have the expectation, oh, can you stay late? And, you know, they expect you. It's almost like you're being voluntold to stay. And by all means, you have a right to say no, that, you know, I'm not okay staying, and making sure that you state that without feeling the guilt and, you know, the shame or whatever by, you know, not, you know, being obedient, so to say, to your superiors. That has got to change. So boundary setting equals self-respect. And I'm going to say that again. Boundary setting equals self-respect. So where in your life are you not having self-respect for yourself? Some of the things that I find that help with boundary setting, and some of the good things that I've witnessed from setting clear boundaries, it's like your relationships become clearer. There's not a lot of dovetailing, or what I call enmeshing. Your resentment dissolves and your energy becomes more aligned and grounded because you're being true to yourself and not trying to make somebody else's life better or fix it for them unless you truly desire to do that. There's a difference from doing something because you want to and doing something because you feel obligated. So anyway, what I'm really trying to drive home here is have respect for yourself. When you set boundaries for yourself, you are actually really, you know, being right here, right now in the present moment. And there's nothing more that you need to do. I'm having a little technical difficulty here, so please bear with me. Okay, so we were talking about self-respect and boundaries. I got to get back in here. You too. Yes, of course. My producer's like sending me love notes here. So anyway, you just can't make this stuff up sometimes. It's actually pretty comical. And then we could thank Mercury in retrograde too, because we are in the midst of Mercury in retrograde as we record this episode. But anyway, what is really, yes, thanks Mercury. I love you too. So the other thing that we need to remember as we step into soul sovereignty and self-empowerment is healing the parts of you that learn to abandon yourself, because, you know, too often we have abandoned ourselves, for lack of a better description. Maybe you were told at an early age to dim your light because you're too much. So my question is, what early experiences taught you to dim your light or disconnect from your truth? Because we've all had those. Maybe you were a very curious and rambunctious child. Maybe, you know, when you were growing up and your parents didn't know what to do with you, or you didn't fit in the mold of what the perfect child should be. So they were trying to mold you into something that possibly you weren't. And so it's almost like we get stagnant in our growth when something like that happens. So sovereignty requires integrating the wounded inner child, inner critic, and fear-based conditioning that we had probably experienced when we were a much younger age, and it's still probably running the show. Self-abandonment patterns often come from childhood, cultural expectations, and trauma. How we heal this is by having more self-compassion for ourselves. Instead of beating ourselves up, just say the word self-compassion to yourself, because the word has a frequency and vibration. It's not about trying to figure it out. It's just really about extending self-compassion to yourself, because that wasn't given to you at that time of the wounding. It's also about having forgiveness for self. It's also about regulating our nervous system. It's no surprise to me that we're in a state that we're in with humanity, with their nervous system being very dysregulated. If you have to see from a bigger picture of what we've all gone through in this current lifetime, but also other lifetimes leading up to this and possibly in the future, it's no surprise to me that our nervous system is like wickedly burnt out. So when we're able to work with re-regulating our nervous system, it's like it gets that pent up stress there, and it dissipates it and allows it to drain from our energy field and to be, I'm going to say, transmuted, transcended, and transformed into something better. And also, healing involves energetic clearing for the above reasons that we were talking about: the self-compassion, forgiveness, nervous system regulation, and energetic clearing. When we release guilt, shame, and fear, we start reactivating our natural confidence. So, you know, with that in mind, we're just going to go on to our next break. And we're going to talk just a little bit more about spiritual soul sovereignty and self-empowerment before we go into a meditation. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll take a little deeper dive into a couple of points that I think are really important. So stay tuned and we'll see you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we've been talking today about soul sovereignty and self-empowerment. And before break, we were taking a deeper dive into what that is all about. And, you know, before we start our guided meditation, there's one other point I want to talk about. Let's talk about embodying your authentic self without apology. So who are you when you're not trying to fit in, please others, or meet expectations? Sovereignty is not a concept. It's actually an embodiment. It's actually not only an embodiment, but an essence that ripples out from within you. Authenticity flows when you stop diluting your truth. I love that. Authenticity flows when you stop diluting your truth. And how we could help ourselves embody sovereignty is by doing grounding, you know, going outside and going barefoot and grounding yourself into the earth. Breath work, you know, breathing, taking deep breaths and making sure you're fully present in your body. Being aware, consciously being aware. This is when you have the ability to make different choices and step into your power. Also, it's about speaking your truth, even though when it's not popular with everybody else that is around you. And saying yes with clarity and saying no with clarity. And as your vibration rises, old alignments will fall away naturally. And why would you want something that's vibrating at an older frequency, a lower frequency in your space when you're raising yours? It's interesting how that happens. And it's okay, because you're actually creating a space for something more aligned with you to manifest and come into your space. Authentic living brings ease, peace, clarity, and energetic magnetism. So we're going to get ready to go into our guided meditation. But before we go into that. If you're really enjoying our show today, I invite you to stay connected with our growing community. It's called I'm Awake Now What? And when you join, you'll receive a newsletter that you'll receive insights, early access to events, energy updates, tools to support your awakening process, and resources to help you stay grounded, empowered, and aligned. So sign up today and be part of a community that sees you, supports you, and grows with you. Go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and when the pop-up comes, sign up for that newsletter and get your free guided meditation to be in the present moment. So, with that being said, we're going into a guided meditation for the episode, and it's called Returning to Your Sovereignty. So I invite you to, you know, just begin by finding a comfortable position, either seated or lying down, and just allow your body to settle. And as you do, take a slow, deep breath in and exhale gently, letting the weight of the day melt away. And take another deep breath in through your nose and exhale fully through your mouth. With each breath, give yourself permission to arrive, to soften, to be fully here in this moment. So bring your awareness down into your body, the anchor of your soul's experience. Is your awareness. Feel the support beneath you, the way the earth holds you effortlessly in a loving embrace. And just imagine roots extending from the base of your spine and the bottoms of your feet, reaching down deep into the earth, connecting you to a steady, unwavering foundation. Feel yourself becoming more stable, more grounded, more present. You are safe. You are supported. You are held. Now, gently bring your attention to the center of your chest, your heart space. Imagine a warm golden light glowing there. A light that is uniquely yours. Your divine essence. With your next breath, see this light expand, filling your chest, your ribs, your shoulders, your entire upper body. This light is your truth, your wisdom, your inner authority. It has always been with you, even when you forget. As it expands, notice how it feels. Warm, radiant, comforting, empowering, and allow it to grow even brighter, as if your soul is saying, "Welcome home." Now, gently scan your body and energy field, noticing where you may be holding other people's expectations, obligations, stories, or beliefs. There may be a heaviness in the shoulders, tightness in the throat, pressure in the chest, or a subtle feeling of contraction. Wherever you feel it, just breathe into that space. With your exhale, imagine releasing all that is not yours to carry. Let go of roles you've outgrown, agreements you never consciously made, energies that dim your light, and anything that has caused you self-abandonment. Breathe in freedom and exhale release. Breathe in clarity and exhale letting go. Each breath brings you closer to the truth of who you are. Now, imagine your energy field around you, a soft, shimmering sphere of light. And just say these words silently to yourself. I call my power back to me now. Across all time, all dimensions, all experiences. I call my power back. And as you say this, see streams of light, your light, returning to you. Those pieces of energy you gave away through pleasing others, overextending, seeking validation, or silencing your truth. Watch as they gently re-enter your field and integrate into being. Feel yourself becoming fuller, brighter, stronger. You are reclaiming yourself, your essence, your sovereignty. Now see yourself standing tall in the center of your energy field, surrounded by a radiant sphere of golden light. This is your inner throne, your seat of truth, your divine authority. Place a hand over your heart and say, with full intention, I am sovereign. I am whole. I trust my inner guidance. I stand in my truth. And just feel these words vibrate through your body, activating your confidence, your boundaries, your intuition, and spiritual power. Notice how grounded you feel, how steady, how unshakable. This is who you are when you return to yourself. And take a slow breath in and exhale softly. And begin to wiggle your fingers and toes and gently bringing awareness back into your physical body. Know that this inner authority, this sovereignty, is now alive and active within you. And when you're ready, slowly and gently open your eyes, returning to the space around you, more aligned, more empowered, and deeply connected to your soul's truth. And welcome back, everybody. We're going to be segueing to our last break of the episode, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and today we are talking about soul sovereignty and self-empowerment. Stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up for the episode.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show, where we explore the connection between the seen and the unseen, the physical and the energetic, and how you can consciously create your life from a place of empowerment and alignment. And if you're loving these conversations, make sure to like, subscribe, and follow the show. Share the episode with someone who is ready to reclaim their power. Leave a review. It truly helps expand our community and ripple this work outward. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard, 12 noon Pacific Standard, as we dive into topics that support your awakening, healing, and evolution. And stay connected with our growing community. When you join the newsletter, You receive exclusive insights, early access to events, energy updates, tools, and resources to help you stay grounded, empowered, and aligned in our interesting times. So sign up today and be part of the community that sees you, supports you, and grows with you. And lastly, if you're interested in going deeper on your personal healing journey, I am opening up my calendar. I invite you to work with me one-on-one. Today, together, we will explore the energetic, emotional, and spiritual root causes of what's holding you back so you can experience greater clarity, deep emotional healing, energetic alignment, and sovereign empowerment. Visit my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and book a private session. So on today's episode, we talked a lot about soul sovereignty and self-empowerment and how we could really truly align with who we are to become our most authentic and genuine selves. So some of the takeaways that I'd like to share from our episode is that your soul is your true authority. You are not meant to live by external expectations. Your divine essence holds the ultimate wisdom and direction for your life. Not the external. It's what is within you that is leading you to where in the direction that you need to go. Reclaiming your power begins with awareness. You can't shift what you don't see. Recognizing where you've given your power away is the first step towards sovereignty. It's becoming aware, and for some people, it's what they call being awoke, and that's a good thing in today's world. Intuition is the compass of sovereign living. When you honor your intuitive knowing, life becomes fluid, aligned, and effortless. And that is so true. Boundaries are an act of self-respect. Healthy boundaries create emotional clarity, energetic integrity, and deep inner peace. Embodiment is the path to sovereignty. Living your truth is not a concept, it's a practice. Sovereignty becomes real when you speak it, breathe it, and live it daily. So I challenge you to live your life more from a sovereign place and actually claim your sovereignty and live from that space. So as you walk away from today's episode, remember this. You were never meant to look outward to find who you are. Your wisdom, your answers, your truth, they all live within you. Soul sovereignty is the process of returning home to your divine identity. It's the unlearning of everything that dimmed your light and remembering of everything you've always been. Every time you choose yourself, every time you trust your intuition, every time you set a boundary, you reinforce the truth that you are a sovereign being. This is your time to stand in your power, not with force, but with grace, clarity, deep inner knowing, and ease. You are unshakable when you stand in your soul. So I'm going to leave you with this quote. Sovereignty isn't about controlling your life. It's about remembering who you are and choosing to live from your soul and not your fear. So thank you so much for listening to our show today. And I look forward to seeing you on our next episode. And just remember, no matter what's happening in your life, you are worth it.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.